mission of the vaults should be important to everyone. To come up to the surface one day and restart civilization. Can you tell me what's happened in the last 200 years?
Holy shit. You're an actual vault dweller.
I am.
I thought all you dipshits were dead.
One thing you have to wonder is, have we reached the golden era of video game movie TV properties? Or has there ever even really been a golden era? Because up until recently, I want to say we haven't had really good transitions from video games to the screen. Let me know what you think in the comments. But you got to at least admit, over the last couple years, it's been a really solid run of video game adaptations. You had Uncharted, the Mario Bros. Movie, Halo, in my opinion, the best of them all, The Last of Us. And that trend continues with the Fallout TV series, which is what we're here to talk about today. I love this show. It was futuristic, but it felt like it was in the 60s. I gotta admit, all those other things I listed, I played all those games and I love them. I never actually played Fallout. So if you have played Fallout, please let me know in the comments what you've thought of it. Is it faithful to the game? I'd love to know. If I was an avid Fallout player and it wasn't faithful to the game, but it was still a good show, I still would have loved it. My understanding of this show, though, is it's canon to the games. So anything that's happened in the video games is canon, and it all happened in this TV show. So it's not like you played the games and then this is just another world, right? And a lot of those things I've listed earlier, a lot of those video game adaptations, it's like kind of starting again, right? But this is, the video games are canon and the TV show is canon, all in the same universe, which I thought was really cool. One of the executive producers of Fallout, who I believe directed the first couple episodes, is Jonathan Nolan. That guy never misses. He wrote the Dark Knight trilogy with his brother Chris, which is another strange thing to me because Christopher Nolan has a British accent, but Jonathan Nolan doesn't. So I wonder what's up with that. Like, how does that happen? I don't know. He's so good though. Like, for real, the guy's batting 1,000. I have to see Persons of Interest, because if it's at all as good as Fallout was or the Dark Knight trilogy, he even did Memento, it's got to be amazing. I have to watch Persons of Interest. After seeing Fallout, I definitely know I wanted to. The one thing I'll say though, I could be reading this wrong, but I don't believe he wrote the whole thing. I think he seemed like more of like an executive on it. I don't know. It's hard. I don't know how hands-on he was, but he was being interviewed for it, so he's got to be pretty hands-on, right? I just go on IMDb. It's not like I have access to these people. So I go on IMDb and I see where the credits are. Now, for those of you who haven't seen the show, I'm going to keep this spoiler free. I want people to come here and be able to hear my thoughts of the show without having anything ruined. All right, cool. We in agreement? That's a good thing too. Well, you can't talk to me back. So yeah, I'm just going to assume you think it's awesome, my loyal listeners. I want to let you know though, there are 8 episodes. I think they're about an hour long if I remember correctly. So they're long episodes. The timelines can be a little confusing. That's what I want to say without spoiling anything. I don't know, maybe it's just me that struggled with it. At the end, I kind of was able to figure out what time, because it takes place over 200 plus years, basically. And there's a lot of timelines that you kind of have to understand. Well, there's 2 main timelines, but there's other things that are intertwined with it that got kind of confusing for me. I was captivated though, I got to say it. There was a level of gore and humor that I thought was so unique. I wonder if that's a hallmark of the games. I'd love to know if you played the games. Please let me know if that's true. If you were to ask me who I thought the standouts of this show was, I'd say Walter Coggins, who played the ghoul. He's probably number one. I think the ghoul drove the whole story. You'll see him. He's got a messed up face. He's in the trailers and everything. He was kind of like the spine of the show. That's what I would say. Maximus, who is played by Aaron Clifton Moten. I don't really know him as an actor, but he had an exceptional performance. Ella Purnell, who was the lead, she played Lucy. I would say she was a very, very well done, exceptional character. Her brother, Norm, really good too. Her father, Hank, amazing. For, you know how I was talking about Person of Interest is a show I want to watch? Well, the lead of that show is Michael Emerson, who I know as Ben from Lost. He's in this show as Siggy. Really good character too. For those of you who have watched Superstore, Johnny Pemberton plays Thaddeus, and he is hilarious. Loved him. Of all these people, though, the ghoul is first. I shouldn't say first. They're all exceptional in their own way, but the ghoul for me was my personal favorite. I think depending on which storyline you liked, you'll have a different favorite. One thing I wonder, should you read up on the games before you watch the show? I'm going to say no, but maybe read up on the games after you've watched the show, because you don't want to have something accidentally spoiled. Because when I read some articles after, there were some spoilers for the show kind of slipped in there without spoiler warnings. So you got to be careful about that. I gave a spoiler warning in my show. Some articles, they don't, most of them offer that courtesy, but there could be the odd one where they don't. And there's some big twists in the show that you do not want to have ruined. Stuff that it kind of calls back to the beginning, that even if you're a video game player, it will be a big twist for you. Highly recommend it. You have to see Fallout. I would say The Last of Us is probably still, you know what? Honestly, I don't know. I really loved Fallout. I don't know which one I like better, The Last of Us or Fallout, but they're both like really, really well done. And who knows, maybe Halo's up there too. I haven't seen the second season yet though, so I can't really speak to that. If I'm talking about the elements of the show itself that I enjoyed the most personally, I would say the humor, the 60s feel in a cyberpunk landscape. I really enjoyed the acting. Everyone did a really good job. The gore I didn't like, to be honest, but that's not like an indictment on the show. I'm just not someone who likes to see that level of gore. It's not bad, it's just a personal preference thing. I love the vaults, like every time we're in the vaults and we got that whole dynamic, that was amazing. The show had heart and it had humor, and those are for me building blocks of any property if I really want to like it. You should go see it. It's worth your time. It definitely was worth mine. All episodes streaming on Prime Video.